Thank you for joining Brother Freedom and I this Tuesday. Actually, we're here on Tuesday evening. Usually we're here Tuesday afternoons. We're glad you're with us and you're joining us no matter what time it is where you are. Aren't you glad that God is on the throne? He never rests. He's always got his wonderful eyes searching. That wonderful scripture, I'm sure Brother Freedom will quote it sometime in the message. It's almost his theme scripture about the eyes of the Lord. Father, we thank you for this glorious day. We thank you for how you're taking care of us. We thank you for how underneath are the everlasting arms, your wonderful hands. Oh, we thank you for your hands. We thank you for the finger of God. We thank you for the Holy Ghost, the Word, the blood. Oh, all the rich gifts that you give. Oh, thank you, thank you. You're so wonderful. Thank you for anointing Brother Freedom today and touching the listener in a wonderful way. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Freedom would like me to read that wonderful psalm, Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Thank you very much. Father, we just do praise you. We glorify thy wonderful name. Lord, I thank you for thy goodness. I thank you for that prayer meeting we had this morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. I thank you you're real. I thank you was there, and Jesus was there, and the Holy Ghost was there. And I'm sure a lot of angels around about us too. I thank you for that support, Lord God. You are my support. And Lord, I'm aware of it more and more and more. And I know what's going to come out in this 91st Psalm. We need to be aware of you this day. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus to be all glory, to be all praise, all honor. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, God wants us to grow to where we really are at ease with God. That we're with the one that we really love. We respect him. We know him. Our whole trust is in him. And this psalm has touched my heart really for tonight because he has set his love upon me. And he's speaking here. Therefore will I deliver him, I will set him on high, because he has known my name. See, this is why Brother Freedom really asked to turn the way I have to the Lord, because scripture's like this. All the time, it don't make any difference if somebody says it's not. No, my God, he voids out every other opinion. He voids out every decision. He rules out any false accusation. He is the glory that we all need to live safely in this wonderful day. Now, it's not a wonderful day without God. With God, it can be the darkest outside. It's a wonderful day. Now, I've been sick this last week. It's a wonderful day because God's been with me. I mean, I've been down and been like the old time. I've been half. God is my Savior. He is my keeper. He is my soon coming King. Who do I fear? Glory to God. My God is real. He's forever faithful. And for truly me, because I have set my love upon him, therefore he delivered me, and he will set me on high, because I have known his name. Now I changed those words around a little bit, but it's what it means. It says, he shall call upon me, or I shall call upon him, and he's going to answer me, and he's going to deliver me, and honor me. Honor me. Isn't that something? That God even honors you on earth here. Praise God. You know, it's not all in heaven. It's right now what we need to get our linkage work adjusted right to fit in that, the situation we're in. You know, your linkage, a lot of times, is the problem on most vehicles when they don't work right. Because linkage hooks up the controller to what you're controlling. That linkage is loose, off, or calibrated, or something wrong. You've got a messed up mess. And that's what's wrong with the Christian church. The church is so mislinked. They're handling the Word of God, but they're not handling it properly. They're not putting it in time. They're not going according to the space of the Spirit. And they say, well, we're following the Lord. Yeah, they do, but it's not in time with God. See, the Bible says also, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Wait. See, we're not to put ourselves up on the top pedestal. God even says to put yourself in the low place. And then he'll come by and lift you up higher. Lest you get too exalted. See, if we set ourselves up there, oh, we get the big head. We can't see nothing but ourselves. And we can't see God because we're looking at so much at ourselves. The tension is going on ourselves. And this is wrong. It's very deceitful. It's worse than that. You're going to miss heaven, possibly, unless you make some changes. You think Brother Freedom has the right to say these things? I think, yes, I do, because I think that God's helped me see myself, too. We have to learn to wait upon Him. It's not our way. See, we like to call upon Him when it fits us right. But we adjust to Him. God doesn't have to adjust to us. We have to adjust to Him. It takes through praying more, then we pray more. If it comes and humble ourselves, we got to humble ourselves more. Whatever our situation is, we need to apply it that we might be in God's favor with His strength. The Lord is my shepherd and says, I will not walk. We don't have to walk when we're that way. We go to walking in ourselves, then we're at what? We're failing. What we're doing, we're failing. On a piece of equipment or any component, mechanical, if the component backs off of where it's supposed to be, it generally it messes things totally up. And we as God people really need to recognize that God is moved by His Spirit. The Bible says where His Spirit is, there is liberty. When the flesh is there, there's problems. You get a couple people together and they're in the flesh, pretty soon you got flare-ups, you got troubles. But you let us walk in the Spirit, it'll be just smooth as can be. God's all the difference. The Bible says a tongue is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison, whom no man can tame. Our tongue, at the very best, has to be bridled, and that bridle comes on by God's supernatural power on our spirit, govern us to a place that we are a vessel of praise instead of a vessel of dishonor. When our tongue gets so out of kilter with God, God has to sideline us, just like a train. He has to pull off the sidetrack someplace and park us. Our tongues are something that damage what we're carrying. Like you can say something to someone and you're in the wrong frame of mind, you're going to say it wrong. Though even you say the words all right, but the spirit's wrong. You say to God, have a good day. If you're sarcastic, you say, have a good day. There's no way you can say it right because you're not hooked up for what you're saying. See, we got to be hooked up what we're saying. There's too many people possessing, saying words, but they're not connected to the words. They're just empty words, and God sees that. That's why their prayers go no farther than that, because it takes power behind the Word of God to make the prayers effective. God moves that way. He covers us with His mighty wings. He covers us with mighty presence. But then if we get out of line with God, He withdraws from us. And He doesn't do it because we actually get out from under Him. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. But if we say get out of God, then we can't blame him because we're not where we should be. It's like a good baseball player. I'm not a very good baseball player, but my son used to be pretty good. And I see him like they was taught, just be at the base. It was the thrower's duty to throw at that base, and then the receiver's going to be at the base. He didn't throw at the God in person because that person moving. So that's what we are. God sees the object that's going to keep you straight on him because we're always moving around. We start following one another, then we get off course. We run a very weavy road. It becomes crooked. God's here to set us free, to help us this days. I believe that we're seeing problems that we've never seen before. Last night I prayed for a couple hours because I felt blackness in this city that I've never seen before. I prayed and prayed and prayed. Hopefully God stayed the hand of some of this. But we need people that will pray, that will seek God, that will pray effectively in the Spirit. Pray for the things of God. We got people that pray about everything but the things of God. I pray about getting your little things. I might have a good trip. No, God wants us to. I think we'll have a good trip if we do the things of God. Those things that we take as we got to put all our mind doing, if we follow God, we're going to have it anyway. God will just bless you. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to even worry about it because God's going to take care of you. Going to bless you. His eye is over the righteous and his ear is over the cry. We, as God's people, we put our time into doing the will of God. He's going to take care of us. His eye is over the righteous and his ear is over the cry. He's here to help us, to hold us. It talks there about 1,000 shall fall at their side, 10,000 the right hand, and it shall not come nigh and thee. When we walk with God, God is more than he is. Just him makes a majority worldwide. He can take the whole world on if he has to. And if we're his follower, he's going to perfect us while he's taking it. He'll keep us in the day of trouble. There's a scripture there no evil shall fall thee. Last night, that's the scripture I thought about. No evil shall fall thee, nor plague come nigh unto thy dwelling. That means no evil thing can come into this dwelling. Because he's going to give us angels charge over if need be to keep us. But no evil. You can claim sleeping at ease at night. Going to bed. And praise God. God's going to be with there when you get up in the morning. He can even help you dreaming not to dream. All these things that give us problems, God's here to enable us, to help us, that we might be live comfortably while we live. God is the God of all comfort. That's in Corinthians. He comforts those in any trouble. God is the God of comfort. He comforts us when we're down, when we're going through problems. He comforts us. God is a God of comfort. He also, though he can play hardball, and I believe it. Look what he did to sometime the Old Testament. But God is a good God, very merciful, very loving. He wants to touch you and keep you and help you every day of your life. That you might be walking in the best health you walk. He can allow you to walk. And he'll help you day by day. But he is the answer. But it don't come by getting out here and going the way of the world. The Bible says we have to come out from this world. We have to be separated. It doesn't mean that you don't have to live in the world. Yes, we're living in the world. But we don't sanction what some of the things they do. You may not be able to say nothing about it, but you're not there either saying, you're not wanting to do it yourself. You're abstaining from all appearance of evil. And that abstaining away from all appearance of evil has to be the biggest cause that we have for living for God. Because if we'll shun the very appearance of evil, God's going to bless us. His eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong. Behalf of his heart is made perfect toward him. When you do that, your heart is made perfect toward him. God's going to touch you. I believe that God is a very present help in the time of need, and you need it this day very much. You need to come to him. God loves you and wants to bless you. He wants to make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. God will help you in all times. I pray that God will bless you this day. Whatever you have a need, God is the answer. I'm going to pray that God will bless you. I pray that God will use this for His glory. And I pray that in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen, and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I love that word, amen, because it means so be it. And we're believing that this word from the throne room that God's poured through Brother Freedom will go out and touch your life. God bless you. Thanks for joining us.